Yeah.
Get up. Good afternoon. It is 4 p.m. We are here today, January 29th, 2020, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the second status hearing of OPA PA 19-010, Glide Path Marianas Operations, Inc., versus the Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant GlidePath please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Mr. Public Auditor. My name is Joshua Walsh. I represent GlidePath, the appellant in this case, as well as the newly filed appeal OPA PA 20-001. We don't have a representative for this scheduled conference today, but we can get somebody on the phone if need be.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GPA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Graham Both on behalf of GPA and Ms. Tricia Lepiaco, Assistant General Manager for Administration.
Thank you. Will interested party NG Solar please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, R. Marcel Johnson from Blair Stone Johnson Martinez representing NG. From NG, we have.
Good afternoon, I'm Darren Mingo. Regional Operations Director for NG.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Thank you very much, Council. As Mr. Walsh mentioned, he has filed 20-001. That was filed on January the 21st. The procurement record was due today.
So, if I might... Mr. Auditor, what we did is we filed a supplemental record, which just consisted basically of the denial, and we already served that on the parties as well as the OPA. So unless you would like me to, I guess, file something to say that we're consolidating, basically the 12 volumes plus the additional kind of one, like a one-inch binder, were already served on the OPA and the parties. And I believe that to be the complete record.
Okay. Now, I was hoping you weren't going to send me another 20.
No. So in other words, what we did is we had the binders and then just an additional very small binder represented the protest letter, our response, and then GlidePath's second appeal, which they took the appeal in 20-001. So we believe that completes the record.
I note that Mr. Walsh has distributed a proposed order for stipulation. Is it my understanding that there is a stipulation by the parties?
I actually had originally drafted this as a stipulation between the parties, but I don't know if it's just press of business or what, but we weren't able to get signatures on a stipulation, so I just turned it into a proposed order for the OPA, but I can represent and maybe that I don't think anybody's got an objection to consolidating these matters. I think we intended to do that all along.
Right, and at least for as far as the purposes of appeal, we felt that the procurement record with that addition would be a consolidated procurement record, and we can certainly submit something saying that we'd like it to represent both 1910 and 20-01, the new case that's filed. And certainly, on behalf of GPA, we have no objection to consolidating the two cases.
We agree with consolidating, so we have no objection.
Thank you very much. And so that would also mean that we'll stipulate that the volumes of that have been filed as procurement record is for both?
Yes.
Will serve for
yes,
both?
That would be our
intent. With the addition, that small addendum. Will there be any agency report that is going to be coming, or is that the small?
We can submit an agency report to go along with that. That would be the
okay, so there's going to be an agency report. Can we have it by next?
It's due on the 5th.
It's due on the 5th?
Yes.
If I could address the issue of scheduling, sir, just for a moment. When we were last here, I had every intention of trying to submit a proposed joint scheduling order because we knew the second appeal was coming. We weren't able to do that. I wasn't able to put one together because I had asked the agency if the agency would be willing to pick a date or come up with a joint date because would like to take one deposition, a little bit of discovery in this case. We've got 12 volumes now of several thousand pages of procurement record and a very interesting I think an interesting procurement issue, which is we raised one protest saying that the awardee did not meet the requirements of the IFB, and the agency tells us that those are not the requirements of the IFB. So we think there's an interesting issue here that to develop the administrative record a bit would be best served by maybe just one deposition day. I'd ask the agency if the agency would be willing to do that. I didn't get a no, but I didn't get a yes. And since I think everything else would probably be triggered on whether or not I needed to file a motion for discovery, I was hoping maybe we could get some clarity from the agency today if they'd be willing to let us do one short day just to sit down
with the conversation. First of all, I don't believe the rules allow for it unless the LPA directs us to do that. So we believe the record is complete, and you know, plenty of other folks come in and have their day with the record, and we'll give a witness list and everything as directed by the OPA. But we don't believe there's any additional discovery, or I've been doing this quite a while. I've never had somebody deposed in advance of the hearing. I mean, at the hearing, you have plenty of time to cross-examine them, as well as our engineers and those who have developed the specs and everything else. But I leave it up to you.
We're in agreement with GPA, Your Honor. We've never deposed anybody in the past proceedings. The rules don't allow for it. Even with the Guam administrative education law, doesn't provide it for depositions either, as far as I understand it. We've all deposed people. We've all questioned people in the past at the OPA without the benefit of having depositions. As Mr. Walsh said, we do have a huge record already before us. The parties' positions on this are pretty clear. GPA's position on this is pretty clear. There have been RFIs that have been sent to the GPA and all the parties for the past several years on this project that I believe that position's already pretty clear. It's already on record before us for Clyde Patton to question any representatives of GPA.
Well, that's the no that I guess was coming. It would have been interesting to receive that no several weeks ago. I do agree that the rules do not explicitly provide us with a right of discovery, but the rules certainly do provide the OPA with the ability to fashion whatever course it feels best in this case. Since I can't get an agreement on it, I was going to ask perhaps for a date, maybe early next week, to submit a motion seeking that discovery, if you'd even entertain that. And then after that, after I get the decision of whether we can get that deposition, I'll spell out why I want it, why I think we think it would aid in moving this matter forward. And then after that, whatever dates are necessary to move this forward. But I'd like an opportunity to put my request in writing now that I know I'm not getting agreement on any sort of conversation.
No, I have no problem with you submitting it. But you've already admitted that the rules don't provide for it. But if you can make a good presentation on how it would save us time in the presenting of this case, we would consider it. But all right, by the 5th then?
Okay.
Wednesday. And you guys have never agreed on a time, or can I just tell you what I was thinking?
Please tell us what you're thinking.
Okay, so I was thinking maybe that, except for his motion that's coming next on the 5th, that all the rest of the motions should be filed by Thursday, the 20th of February. Any opposition to the motion would be due 7 days later on the 27th. The hearing, tentative motion hearing date, somewhere between February the 28th and March the 3rd. I'll look to see how much is filed and how much I need to read before I finalize the date, but you would have all filed your oppositions by then, okay? Uh, All the hearing material, witness list, exhibits by Friday the 13th of March. Hearing briefs will be due on March 20th. Is there any sense on how many days this will take?
I think just to be on the safe side, 2 days, just in case we go over the first day.
Yeah.
We need to try to reschedule a second day.
I think, yeah, we'll certainly have some professional testimony. I anticipate Angie to do the same in GPA, so the 2 days at a minimum, I think.
Okay, so then let's start. We'll begin the formal hearing on Wednesday, March the 25th. At 10 a.m. and we will go consecutive days until we're done. So we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and if need be, we can go into the next week. Okay? I'm hoping by that time there will be some discussion on some stipulations that we won't need to hear about. Is that satisfactory to the parties?
Yeah, I think the only other, since we're consolidating, would it be okay if we provide one set of comments on the agency report that's forthcoming from GPA?
Yeah, you already, that was filed, right? The small binder?
Well, we would, because it's another case, we would file just another agency report saying, here's when the rest of the stuff has been filed, and then.
All right, so then do it.
Statement.
Then do it by the 5th.
Okay.
Your agency report.
Okay.
And then
we'll
your.
Follow the statute. Is that okay to respond to his?
Right.
Instagram.
Yeah. And then I'm presuming that we do. We have a cutoff date for any comments on the procurement record and anything else.
Comments to the agency report would be February the 17th. And agency response to comments will be due on February the 24th. Okay, it's all per statute, 10 calendar days and 5 working days.
Okay.
Just based on your statement the last scheduling conference we had, you plan on being off island from the 18th to the 24th, is that correct?
Yeah, that's why I scheduled the 25th.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, 18th to 24th, okay, I got it, so you'll
be
back.
Would it be possible for us to take a short break? I need to talk to council on the mainland to see if these dates will actually.
Oh, okay, sure. We'll take a short recess.
We're back on the record at 4:20 p.m.
Mr. Johnson?
Just to reiterate in the record, we don't have any conflicts right now. And again, the reason we needed to check in with our final counsel is that we do plan on having some witnesses on from our final to testify. Thank you. We don't have any conflicts that we're aware of.
So everybody be aware. I mean, I'm trying to move this as fast as possible. But if for some reason you guys can't bring somebody up in that's, you know, critical to the presentation of this case, notify us immediately so that we can meet and reschedule.
Yes, sir.
But I'm trying to get this resolved at the earliest possible date. And so, if there's anything else,
no,
if not,
thank you.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 4:21 p.m.